Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Dave, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is Wednesday. I think it'd be July 13th, 2016. And we're here to talk about everything that matters to you, your buckos, and all points in between. We will do markets, the economy, and jobs, unemployment, elections, and scams, and shams, and communism, and socialism, and corruption. You name it, we shall cover it. Hope you're having a good day, ladies and gentlemen. Few bits of thingamabobs. Number one, the Republican National Committee deal is next week from Cleveland. Fox News will have a special business block, Cost of Freedom business block, Saturday, 10 a.m. to noon, live, doing the whole thing. We're hearing that Trump is going to announce his vice president pick. I told you a couple days ago it's Mike Pence. Doesn't really help, does it? But it certainly doesn't hurt. That's that. As far as Hillary Clinton, I have no clue at this point in time. Should be an interesting next few months. I think the highest rated TV ever will be Trump against Hillary Clinton. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Also, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We are live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also, at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button. Or Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. Email me. Just be nice. Read our articles, our commentary, charts of the day, news of the day, and all that stuff of the day. Oh, and press the money management button if you want to hear what we're doing. We'd like to hear what you're doing, all that stuff. And that is all. Not sure where I want to start, except today, markets gone up, edged above new highs on the Dow and S&P, other major indices not there yet, some not even close, foreign markets much weaker than our markets, and what we'll do a little bit of today is what we think you should continue to stay away from. Simple as that. A couple of short-term notes. I think the worst thing the market's got going for it here, it's overbought. I saw some guy say today we're going to 2,400 on the S&P. You know, they didn't come out with that 3 weeks ago, did they? You get my point? Usually after it moves up, a little bit of bullishness, so maybe we sit around back up just a wee bit, but listen carefully, leave no doubt, because I've already scanned every stock that trades between 900,000 shares a day and the highs, and I'll probably go down to 500,000 in the next hour, the internals have shaped up, the technicals have shaped up, a lot of stocks that, hey, look, when you crack for 2 days and come straight back up for 5 days, sit around for a few and then move above highs, you're going to get daily charts that look like your little three-year-old kid got a crayon and is drawing on a sheet of paper. But what matters is the outcome. And there are areas that are still lagging badly, and I said to you, we'll talk about those. But new high list is picked up. Things are starting to happen. And let's hope, we'll keep our fingers crossed, that's all we can do, that this continues higher. Now, I wrote a little dissertation this morning that a certain Fed head was in Australia. Her name's Mester Loretta. You know what they're talking about now? Helicopter money. In Japan, they are talking about just printing money and giving it away. Not making it up. Here, just take some money to the consumer. Here, just take some money to business. And do as you will. I'm not making this up. Go more in debt and just hand out money. So this Mester woman comes out and says, yeah, we think that's in our arsenal if we need be. I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say. So I won't say it. Just letting you know, it's never going to end. Ever. And you know, when they were at $5 trillion in printed money, I'm like, they can't go further than that, right? They went to 10. At 10 trillion, they can't go further than that. They went to 15. At 15, they can't go for, they're at 20 and counting. So we'll see where it takes us. We'll see how far it goes and we'll see when it ends. But leave no doubt, they're in there. They're in there now. The G7 announced they were in there buying up the market when the market was getting hit because of Brexit. By the way, they've said it. No one's reporting it. We are. And we deal with it. Valuations going higher because earnings aren't. And we'll see where it goes. Let's hope we go to 25,000 Dow. Now, keep in mind, I believe JP Morgan, a few other banks this week, then a crap load of earnings reports over the next 2 to 3 weeks. Stay tuned. Listen up. We will be reporting on them, what they say, the reactions. And bottom line, if we get like a Seagate where they announce that sales growth is going to be down 12%, but the expectations were down 20 and the stock pops up nicely, that'd be okay, I think. Anyway, that's our little general thoughts on life in general. And again, we thank you for being here. Let's get going early. Time for today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. There's, you're even in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. By the way, I mentioned yesterday that I saw a woman walk into a glass window at 7-Eleven in downtown Orlando yesterday because she was playing Pokemon on her phone. I got a bunch of emails from you people telling me the same thing you're saying. The world has gone insane. You ready for this? 21 million people have signed up for the Pokemon game. Record. History. To play a game on a phone. What does it matter? No wonder there's so much average out there. It's very weird, ladies and gentlemen. When I was 17, I was the king of Centipede. Was I great at Space Invaders. Ms. Pac-Man, try beating me. But I grew up. I'm seeing adults just going nuts over Pokemon. What is it called? Pokemon Go, is that correct? Thank you. I don't know what to say. And these are the same people that don't know how to add 3 plus 3. And are getting the Kardashian app also. Quiet day today, Dow up 24, but the NASDAQ was down 17. NASDAQ 100 down 12, but the transports are up 51. Late in the day, CSX. It's a rail. Now, let me repeat how this is working here. They reported earnings. You ready? Earnings down 16%. Revenues down 12%. Now, let me repeat that. Whatever revenues they did in last year's June quarter, this year's June quarter, they did 12% less revenues. Stock went up 4 or 5%. Between 4 and 5. So guess what? A bunch of the rails late in the day went up nicely. So let me repeat. They reported earnings down 16, revenues down 12. So maybe that's at work here. It is going to be something to watch as we go into earnings season. And I was looking forward, did they say anything that things are better? Things are turning up? Nah. Didn't see much of that. In fact, volume down 9%. I can go on and on. All right, up next on The Edge, more on this and that and the other thing. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Again, let me repeat on a general nature. Wouldn't be surprised if the market just sits a little bit here or pulls back just a little bit. If you look at the S&P, maybe, let me give you a decent number here, 2125, 2130, but that's the worst thing the market's got going for it this second. But I want to mention a few things. First, biotech. We have been bearish on biotech for a long while now. And while it's put in a low four times around the same level in February and March and May, and now towards the end of June, just still doesn't feel right. And had a pretty crappy day today and has shown no relative strength versus the market. So I would just continue to be careful on the biotech front. If you look at Biogen, this is one of the important names, just so weak. Regeneron, so weak, rallies up into moving average and starts selling off today. So I just leave the biotechs alone. I have no clue what's at work. You know what we thought about the ridiculous amount of no sales biotechs that came public and how we thought they were going to be doomed. Well, a lot of them have been crushed. So we would just stay away from this group. Financials, different. And when I first off, they all report earnings in the next week. They're nowhere near as weak as biotech versus the market. But relative to a bunch of other things, yeah. Going through some names, J.P. Morgan, no biggie. It's kind of like down 10% from its highs. That's not a big deal. Others are worse. But again, we call it not to the end of the world type thing, except if they start rolling over badly, could be meaningful. But that said, semiconductor index kind of sort of edged into new high ground today before selling off a little bit late. You know, straight up, straight down, straight up, straight down on the semis. So there's still a lot of what we call good and bad in the market, and you need to be sector stock specific. To go further, oil prices again got smothered today. Really hard, but the oil stocks not getting hit as much. In fact, a bunch of oils are just sitting. So if oil prices start to move up, I think we're going to get some breakouts in oils. And here's what you watch for. The XLE. It's the big oil. If that breaks above 70. We've even given you little pivots here. The Explorer is not as good, so I'm going to leave those alone. The services OIH, if it breaks above 30 and a quarter, 30 and a half. And of course, then there's names that are stronger than others. You could go look at an HP, not Hewlett Packard, but Helmerich and Payne, a break above 70. So we're just trying to give you some outline here. Schlumberger, SLB, a break above 80. So I think there's a shot here. If oil prices firm up, these things are going to shoot out. Oil stocks are much stronger than the commodity, which takes me to gold and silver, which, excuse my French, is really pissing me off. Gold stocks remain very strong. And right now, after moving up, are just sitting up at the highs. Got hit yesterday, rallied back up today, much stronger than the metal, but they really don't want to give a lot back. What I am hoping for, listen carefully, about late April, the gold stocks got very extended and then sat for 8 weeks. That enabled moving averages to catch up and then enabled another big breakout. That was about 26 and a half, and it's already 30. So what I'm hoping for is it settles down, does the dipsy doodle, lets things catch up, and then get going again. I'm not missing the next primary buy point. That remains a bullish market for the gold and silver. Steel. Strong. Nucor. NUE. Very strong. With sales down, but I guess things are firming up. U.S. Steel. Not as strong, but getting there. And there's a few others. So steel, pretty damn good. And if you look at the industrials, they've come on. Little XLI, little breakout on Friday, and a little move further up in the last 2-3 days. So again, important, good, bad. Retail, as we told you, we thought they were coming off the lows a little bit, but still in a bear market. And we qualify that as if something goes from 84 to 65 and rallies up to 72, that's a bear market. And usually turns down. So retail, not so good. Most retail, not all. Again, some good, some not so good. And it's very important you stay in tune. So what we're looking for right now is the gold and silvers to moderate, and if we get a couple of strong oil price days, we expect some of these oil stocks to move out. That said, and to be repetitive, massive amounts of earnings to come out. I've gone through the guidance. Guidance is not very good. But there's something called on Wall Street, beat the number. If we can get a lot of beating of the numbers, that could be meaningful. As I mentioned, the Seagate, they came out with terrible numbers, but they beat the worst terrible numbers. Yay. Remember, some of these companies are very good at sandbagging. Apple used to be the head honcho, top dog, big cheese. Up next, and we'll have some movers of the day. news of the day and whatever else shows up today. Thanks for being here. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
I love getting a bargain, but there are some things I'll spend the extra money on, like my bedding. I used to think, what does it matter? I'm sleeping. But once I tried thecompanystore.com, I got it. See, they've been around for over 100 years, so they've perfected what it takes to make the finest quality bedding and home goods for the best price. They not only set the bar for comfort, they last.
Visit thecompanystore.com and try any product risk-free. Enter the code VALUE and get 15% off plus free shipping. TheCompanyStore.com. We're all about comfort.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. As to not confuse anyone, first a couple of things before I forget. Theresa May just became Britain's new prime minister today. One hopes it's another Margaret Thatcher, but some of the things I've heard from her, not thrilling. But that's over there. I've been talking a little bit about the bond market recently to you guys, and there's a damn good reason. And I want to mention it again because there's a few people emailing me not understanding where I'm coming from and all that stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what a market is? Do you know what a market is when it comes to assets? It's pretty much supposed to be the buying and selling of investors, traders, whoever else decides to get involved at a certain price and at a certain time based on fear, based on greed, based on wherewithal, in a free-flowing fashion. You do understand that, right? Well, when it comes to lending money, there is a simplistic formula, economics 101, if you will, on the lending of money to somebody who is borrowing from you. One, the farther out you lend them, the more they need to compensate you as far as an interest rate. Gary, you lend me $10,000. I need it for a year. I will start paying you back at the end of a year, and I will pay you back over a six-month period, and I will pay you back $1,100 over the 6 months. So in 18 months, I get 10% on my money. There you go. It's also based on, in the market, something called credit worthiness. What is that person or what is that entity's ability to pay back that loan? And we have these rating services in the market who, by the way, were crooks in 08 and nothing ever happened to them. But you have these rating services that basically gauge credit worthiness. And guess what credit worthiness is? How well a company's doing, how well a government's doing, how well a state government or a local government is doing, and what is their ability to pay back the money in a timely fashion without any problems whatsoever. Puerto Rico, for example, will never ever pay back the money they owe, ever. So they keep kicking the can down the road and paying off this person with new money, you know, the Ponzi scheme they're doing with Social Security. And of course, if you're going to lend to Puerto Rico, they should be paying you a lot more in yield the farther you go out. Simple as that. Well, there's no more in the bond markets. There's no more of this. Germany, today, issued 10-year bonds, negative interest rates. So imagine, let's imagine something here. We'll ask the question, who in their right mind would lend somebody money and not get compensated for it? In fact, pay them for the right to lend them money? Really? Well, the answer is nobody. Nobody in their right mind. Well, who was actually lending Germany that money? Nobody. They're printing it to fund whatever and whenever. In our case, we started this. Ben Bernanke is the devil. We'll find out in 10 years from now, shave it. Well, he's already bald, but whatever hair he has, shave it. And he's got 666 on there. He will end up being the end-all, be-all scum of the earth when this all said and done, I promise you. He started all this. Here's what he did. They can take down short-term rates, but they can't take down long-term rates unless they buy it. Bernanke printed $4 to $5 trillion, and just took over the bond market and bought it all up and bought it all up and bought it all up, forcing rates down, crowding everybody out. Guess what happened? The other morons around the globe followed suit. Oh, he's making the markets go up. I always joked, why don't he just print $100 trillion and buy up every market around the world, and that'll be the end of it. So what you have is distortions everywhere. Everywhere. Who in their right mind would lend anybody anything for zero? Well, that's what you're getting in many places. 13 trillion of it around the globe now. There's 13 trillion getting nothing on the money. Oh, who's 13 trillion? Printed money. Thus, distortions. And more distortions. And more distortions, and more distortions, and more. And all we're just trying to tell you is that this will not last forever. Now, maybe it'll last another 10 years, 8 years, 6 years, 6 days. But the whole frickin' thing is going to blow up. Because they can't print $200 trillion, eventually something's going to give. Look at our country. We've gone from, thanks to Barack Obama, $11 trillion in debt to $19 trillion in debt since he's been president, but our yield to loan the country money has gone down. That's ASA 9, ASA 10, and ASA 11, and makes absolutely no sense. It's not real world. It's bullcrap. But it is what's occurred from the massive trillions and trillions of dollars of printing money in order to buy this crap up. So yields come down and supposedly make things better. The problem is, you can't get the crap back in the goose. You can't roll this back. They can't ever now go back. Ever. We can't ever raise rates. Countries can't ever stop printing. Because everything is now used to them doing it. You know what happened to all the steroid baseball players when they stopped doing steroids? Well, the 20 home runs that went to 50 home runs dropped back to 20 home runs. And a bunch of them died of heart attacks because of enlarged hearts. And a bunch of them had hip replacements because steroids deadens your bones. They can never go back. They can never get off the steroids. Thus, you, the saver, are screwed. And you, the buyer of long-term bonds, are buying distorted price and getting no yield, or a yield you should be getting because a guy named Bernanke, and then it turned into Kuroda in Japan and Draghi in Europe and whatever his name is in China. And now Janet Yellen refused to get out of the way because they can't and they never will. Up next, whatever else. This is Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, I'm kind of bored. You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1. Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. and we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Da-da-da. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you're having a good day. Let's do elections. I'm the contrarian indicator. You know, for the last 7-8 months, there has been 1 week where I said I did not think Trump was going to be the next president. Until about 2 weeks ago, I came out and said, I'm worried again. Well, they came out with some Quinnipiac polls. He's leading in Florida, Ohio. My goodness. We already knew how horrible a candidate she is and what a crook and a liar she is. But do you know what kind of bad media coverage that Donald Trump's getting to be able to be polling like this? I mean, we'll see how it plays out, but wow. Wow. You know, I'm here in Florida, and I'm not making this up. Every other ad is Hillary Clinton, how she spent her whole life just wanting to take care of kids. Or Donald Trump is scum. And it's over and over and over again, and there's hardly any ads for Donald Trump. But he's showing up 3 points in one of these polls. And I know it's one poll. But wow. I may have to continue to say he's not going to win. Let myself be the contrarian indicator. I'd be happy for that because we cannot have this woman as president. Imagine this woman in charge of our treasury. Holy crap. We had $8 trillion of new debt under Obama, $5 trillion of new debt under George Bush. God almighty, what this woman will do. Ho! Oh. Anyway, I thought that quite interesting. Now, of course, Donald Trump should get a bump out of the convention. Typically, that's what normally happens. We'll see. In any case, man, is it going to be quite interesting as we move forward. Quite the interesting. Other bits of news that I'd like to cover today. Hope you don't mind. Anybody ever hear of Ashley Madison? I don't think I've ever mentioned Ashley Madison on this show. The reason being, it is a company that promotes you cheating on your wife or husband. No, really. Ashley Madison. They're changing their what they do. Not what they do, but how they market it. So maybe they realized just absolutely promoting. By the way, they have millions of members, which goes to tell us how well marriages are going these days. So now it's Ashley Madison and Pokemon Go. That's how people are spending their days. In the news. Do I even want to cover that? By the way, I just look at things and decide whether I want to cover it or not, but I'm going to pass on that. Matt Damon. I love the Bourne series. What is it? Bourne Identity, Bourne this, Bourne that. He comes out and states that he wants massive gun confiscation in America. Massive gun confiscation. While he's out promoting his movie that all it does is promote guns. That's the movie. Just guns. Guns shooting people. One after the other. I love celebrities. They're so full of crap and live in such another world, it is amazing to watch. When I watch Leonardo DiCaprio rail on global warming and climate change and we have to do our part, and then gets on a private jet to get on a 300-foot yacht in the Mediterranean, what's funny is they don't even care about the optics or the hypocrisy because I'm Leonardo DiCaprio and you're not. I just hope you guys are getting this. It's not really hard to figure out. I know we're in this celebrity society. But if they don't back it up with their actions, all they are is what you see in a cow field on the ground in big lumps. That's what they are full of. And as I always say about these people, they're capitalists with their own lives, but with your life, you're socialists. That's who they are. Please don't ever buy into it. Seriously. They live in this bubble of I'm cool and you're not. I hope you all getting it. It's not hard to figure out. It's just like Hillary. She's for the common man as she takes $250,000 to $500,000 speeches from Wall Street that she's railing against while she winked in the speeches and won't release the transcripts. Please get this. Have a great evening and drive carefully. And when you get home, do like I do, simple procedure. I'm going to get on my yacht and get on my private jet. Night-night all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.